So what have we done with the English language in Ireland? And why is it that so many of the Irish phrases we use are confusing? Comedian Colm O'Regan has a new book, and it's called The Book of Irish Mammies, which is all about the phrases mums use. I met tourists who admit how confused they are when it comes to the English language in Ireland, and I spoke to director of the Gaiety School of Acting, Patrick Sutton.
The fella in the pub, his bicycle's been robbed, and he walks out and he says, I came out of the pub, right, and there was my bike gone. And we're kind of going, Jesus, it was there, it was gone. Oh no, it's gone. Okay. I'm Patrick Sutton, I'm director of the Gaiety School of Acting, the National Theatre School of Ireland, and of Smock Alley Theatre.
Patrick, these phrases that Irish people use and no one else uses, do you understand why so many tourists out there and so many foreigners are just extremely confused?
Well, I kind of can understand why they're confused, because we seem to have a kind of a language or a law unto ourselves. You know, sure, things will be grand, and people are looking at you saying, well, what do you mean by grand? Do you mean epic? No, I don't mean epic. I mean, things are going to be just fine. I remember many, many years ago when I was going to the hop in Cork, or the dance, as they'd say in Cork, you'd be looking at a woman who'd be looking away, and you'd go up to her and you'd say, shifty weather. If she said shifty back to you, then you could kiss her. And if she didn't say anything back to you, that was the end of it. But explaining that to a foreigner, what shifty weather means, giving you permission to kiss a girl, it's a different planet. It's a different it's a different language altogether.
Good crack. We don't have that.
But in the States, when you say that, you mean crack cocaine.
Oh, you could, or you can mean your pants are low.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Because crack kills, isn't it?
As I've heard, yes.
People are quite uncomfortable in America. You're saying, let's have a bit of crack. And they're kind of imagining going up some, you know, dirty alleyway in Chicago and doing what you do.
It's not the vernacular that's the problem. It's the rate at which some Irish speak. It's like light speed. The best thing you can do is you just have to say, please slow down. And if they do that, you can pretty much get on board with it. But we've met people here, it's like their life is in a hurry.
The speed is amazing. In East Cork or areas like that, it can be hard to understand.
Yeah, we were down in Cork and we met a guy. The only thing I heard, he kept saying Romney. That's the only word I could understand.
And what about the word grant?
Grant has to mean to allow.
We use them because we speak Irish English, so it's very different. It's more fluid, it's more poetic.
You're wearing your Gansey. Like, Gansey is a jumper. You know, you go to America and you talk about it's a sweater. That's what it is, but you call it a Gansey.
I am from Canada. Unconsciously, we always say, eh? Isn't that a great day, eh? Going out, we always have an English slur to it, or maybe a Irish slur, out and about. They're always making fun of it because we sound like it's out and about.
What do you think of phrases like, it'll be grand? Do you like that phrase?
Yes, it's a hopeful phrase, yes. Drink, 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 and da 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 da.